said Amanda, pushing back the sleeves of her muslin dress and jabbing at the flytrap that I'd hung on the stable wall. That is a disgusting contraption. How could you do that? The offending trap was an American patent, and a device of which I was rather proud. It consisted of a plastic bag full of water and some mephitic muck that is apparently so irresistible to flies that they crawl happily through a plastic funnel in order to drown themselves alongside a sodden and evil-smelling mass of their peers. I was lured into buying it by the bizarre testimonial emblazoned across the packet. With your wonderful fly trap, we were able to enjoy our annual barbecue without flies. Where we have our barbecue is right by the hog pens. Surely, Amanda, one has to draw the line somewhere, I protested, and flies fall a long way beneath the line I've drawn. Look at the misery they cause the horses and sheep, to say nothing of the misery they cause us. Us? You mean? Flies don't bother me at all, nor Malcolm. A snort of assent sounded from behind my left shoulder. If you're at peace with yourself and the world around you, then the flies won't trouble you. It's as simple as that. I knew that Amanda was serious about the flies because I had heard from a woman who had once stayed at her house that she experienced similar tender feelings towards scorpions. Scorpions do not as a rule like water, but for some reason they would come scuttling in from all corners of the surrounding country to fall into Amanda's pond and drown. So distressed was Amanda by this that she had a net prepared to fish out the poor mites, as she called them, and return them to the world of stones and scrub from whence they came. My informant had good reason to be impressed by these actions. She had been stung on the mouth by one of Amanda's poor mites in bed. This was despite the fact that she was a woman at peace with herself and her surroundings.